Today's sustaining member question begins, Dear Lizzie and Dan, congratulations on your 200th episode. As a fairly new podcast listener, I want to thank you both for your wisdom, sample scripts, and so much more. I know that my behavior has improved because there's a voice in my head saying, how does this action respect the other person? That said, help! I'm really hoping you can help me with improving my reaction to a situation. This dilemma centers around being a considerate friend. You see, I have an international friend who is visiting for 2 weeks. She is here to attend a wedding of a mutual acquaintance. I am not involved in the wedding, haven't been invited, and I'm not involved with setting up any of her personal arrangements. Prior to last week's wedding, I spent an entire day with her, showing her around the city, making sure she was comfortable with the metro system. I also made sure that she knew how to get to the different monuments and museums. Now, post-wedding, she sent me a message to hang out again. Similar to the first time, I took care of all the arrangements and meals. Here's the rub. At the end of this time together, she asked for more time to hang out this week. I sense that I'm being taken advantage of. Why? Because I have been paying for and making all of the arrangements, even though I have indicated to her prior to her travel and even now that I have a limited budget. I'm trying to be a considerate friend while she's here, but I'm not the reason why she's visiting America. Okay, now I'm just being a pain. But how do I let her know that I care for her, but I am not able to meet up for additional time? Do you have a sample script that I may use? Oh, and for the record, this is the second summer in a row where she's been invited to a wedding here and I have felt this way. Help, the ugly American. I don't think they're the ugly American.
Don't feel like an ugly American.
No.
You are more than fulfilling your role as a host and as a good host, both for an international guest and as a new friend.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the solution here is not really that complicated. I'm thinking that as any relationship develops, they will require less handling. So a first visit might take a certain amount of care from you in terms of how you manage it. And then a second visit starts to take maybe a little bit less as your familiarity with one another continues to grow. I think it's natural for the expectations that we have of each other to change and shift and evolve slightly as time passes. And that could be even within a particular visit. So there's that first meeting, then a second meeting, then a third meeting, then a fourth meeting. And I think that it's okay both for the nature of that engagement to change and also for you to acknowledge it. And part of being a good host is setting clear boundaries. And you can say, I'd love to hang out again. I have a budget for the week and I can't afford to go to a bunch of museums that have entrance fees. I'd be happy to meet you in a park next afternoon for a couple hours. I think that's a reasonable thing to say.
No, totally. And you could do something like, you know, oh, I would really love to meet up again. I won't be able to cover the cost of everything this time, but if you'd like to, and then I think, as Dan said, suggest a couple different things to do that aren't high cost things at all, but, you know, like a walk through the park or go and meet up for a coffee or something like that, or get dinner. But just simply explain, you know, I won't be able to treat us both, but I would love to spend time with you. I also think that it's perfectly fine for you to decline this second request. And you can just say, I'm really sorry. Unfortunately, I'm not able to meet up, or this isn't a good week. I think that's all right if you haven't established with her from the onset that that was going to happen post-wedding.
Yeah. Be honest about expenses that are financial. Be honest about expenses that are not financial, that are about investments of time and social energy. Don't blame her for not knowing your limits or boundaries. It's okay to set those limits and boundaries and then see what happens after that. It's entirely possible your friend will say, oh, well, I'd love to take you out. You've been such a kind host for me the last couple times. And once she knows a little bit more about where you're coming from, you might find that the offer or engagement changes. It might matter, it might not, but be ready for that possibility as well.
Dan's had the generous view most of this episode, but this is one where that came into play for me. And I wondered, well, maybe the friend is trying to come back up to do something like take you out to a dinner to say thank you now that she doesn't have the pressure of the wedding now on her and, you know, can focus a little bit more. But it'd be nice if that was a part of the, you know, I would love to take you out to dinner for all you should. It would be nice if the friend had done that.
That reciprocity is oftentimes one of those things that happens as relationships go through a couple of phases. And it's also something that you might keep an eye on, deciding how
much you want to host in the future.
How much you want to participate or continue to extend this relationship. And I think that's another point that plays into that. Do I really want to see this person again or not? And you see what happens.
And next year, if there's another wedding, you can make decisions about whether or not you are going to host her again and whether or not that what type of hosting you're willing to do. Oh, it's wonderful that you're coming. I only have time to meet up for lunch, but it'd be really nice to see you. That might be something that could be possible.
We mentioned that you signed The Ugly American. We don't think that you're such an ugly American. We think that you're being a good host and hope that this helps you continue to be a good host in the future.